Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun exhibits power of love through classical arts. Tian Guo Marching Band receives third award at Santa Claus Parade in Markham, Canada. Australia, practitioners in Melbourne wish Master Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. Remembering the broken Falun Gong families during the Chinese New Year. Dalian City, Liaoning Province, senior citizens detained or imprisoned for practicing Falun Gong. And Southern California, informing the Chinese community about Falun Gong at the New Year Fair. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun exhibits power of love through classical arts. The five touring companies of Shen Yun Performing Arts have been performing on a tight schedule since the touring season began. They have frequently been scheduled to perform two shows per day for consecutive days. Referred to as a double-double, as Shen Yun's principal dancer Betty Wang described in her blog. After performing in Denver, Colorado, the Shen Yun New York company left for the United Kingdom to perform 14 shows in London. On the other side of the world, the Shen Yun International company finished performing in Australia and headed for Auckland, New Zealand. Angela Evans, the mayor of the city of Charles Sturt in South Australia, said, "This is an energetic and passionate representation of the life of people in the past. Each of those stories has a really strong message that even though it's not spoken in words, it's communicated really well through dance and movement. Dances like that transcend words. It transcends the cultural barriers that we often have between us, and it's a very relatable form of telling a story," Miss Evans said. Oan Nguyen, counselor of the city of Charles Sturt, said, "It's such a world-class performance, and it is such a privilege to be able to see the different culture. It's been fantastic. Such a thing should be treasured." Kathy Turley, counselor of the city of Centennial in Colorado, said, "It is very enlightening. The performance is such precision, just wonderful. I'm so very impressed. The orchestra was wonderful, absolutely wonderful complement to the dance. With the orchestra and the digital backdrop and the costumes and the storytelling, it was a complete, comprehensive picture of China," Ms. Turley said. Suzanne Lockwood, a singer and master of ceremonies, said, "Very moving. I was crying through most of it. It was so beautiful. I love the fact that it was really about the universe and love and the power of love. The message to me was, we live in a tiny world, really. It seems like we live in a huge world, but really, we are all together as human beings. We have to take care of each other," Miss Lockwood said. Jody Palmieri, the artistic director and owner of the Jody Palmieri Dance Company, said, "It was stunning. Every moment, every picture, the joy and love. Every single dancer smiled and was engaged, and you felt like you were transformed. You were taken away. You were on a journey with them. It was fantastically staged," she said. Shen Yun will continue its tour with upcoming performances in Phoenix, Arizona, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Midland, Texas, and Auckland, New Zealand.
Tian Guo Marching Band receives third award at Santa Claus Parade in Markham, Canada. The mayor of Markham, Ontario, Canada, announced on February 13, 2018, the winning performers at the Santa Claus Parade. The Tian Guo Marching Band from Toronto won second place in the band category. Jiang Fan, the director of the Tian Guo Marching Band, said that it was the eighth time the band had participated in Markham parades and the third time they had won an award in the Santa Claus Parade. The Tian Guo Marching Band of Toronto consists of 180 Falun Gong practitioners and was founded in April 2006. In the past 12 years, the band has participated in all kinds of community events. Many Chinese spectators were proud to see the band perform in the parades. Some also had a chance to learn about Falun Gong, the self-cultivation practice from their home country. Mr. Lin, a Chinese immigrant, watched the parade in Markham in June 2017 with his family. He was excited to see the band and took a lot of videos and photos. "It's magnificent," he said. "You cannot see it in China. We moved to Canada 4 years ago. I know very well what Falun Gong really is," Mr. Lin said. "I need to make 3 points. First, I have sympathy for Falun Gong. Second, I support Falun Gong. And third, the Communist Party should not persecute Falun Gong. I was a college instructor in China. Some students of mine practice Falun Gong. I tried to protect them from being arrested. They are all good kids. In Canada, we've gotten to know Falun Gong more. They are a group of good people." His wife echoed, "Falun Gong practitioners are great. They play such beautiful music." Upon leaving, Mr. Lin said Falun Gong has brought positive impact to society and added, "The persecution should end now. If everyone behaved like Falun Gong practitioners, would the Chinese society be so chaotic now?" At a parade in Markham in 2017, a Chinese tourist from Beijing said he was glad to see the Falun Gong band. "It's so surprising to see Falun Gong on this trip," he said to his friend. "I'm so happy. You have to take a picture of me with Falun Gong. It's great that they can freely practice their belief in Canada."
Australia. Practitioners in Melbourne wish Master Li Hongzhi a happy New Year. In recognition of the Chinese New Year, Falun Gong practitioners from Melbourne, Australia, assembled at King's Domain Park to send holiday greetings to Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong. Three practitioners at the event talked about their experiences cultivating Falun Gong and expressed their appreciation to Master Li. Marie is a speech pathologist from Canada. She and her husband drove 60 miles to the event with their two sons. Marie started practicing Falun Gong in 2009. "My cultivation journey didn't really start till I read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong," Marie said. "That made me realize how special Falun Gong is. I've changed. My view of the world changed. I knew that I'd found something really precious." Following the guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Marie found that her relationships improved. "When I have conflicts with my husband or my sons don't listen to me, I look inside for my own faults. I change my thoughts and calm down, and then the conflicts usually disappear. My thoughts and behaviors are now closer to truthfulness," she said. Marie said she feels that Master Li Hongzhi is with all practitioners, all the time, protecting them and guiding them on their cultivation journeys. So she wanted to take this opportunity to thank Master Li for all he has given her. Hang Nguyen, a Vietnamese interior designer, started practicing Falun Gong in 2016. A friend of hers was so seriously ill that the doctor said she had only 1 year to live. By practicing Falun Gong, however, she recovered and encouraged Ms. Nguyen to join her. Ms. Nguyen downloaded Juan Falun, which is free of charge, and was deeply touched by the teachings. She said, "This was what I had been looking for. Since I was very young, I had looked for a great master to teach me how to be a genuinely good person. I couldn't find one in Vietnam. Every time I felt tired or angry, I wished I had a master who could give me a place where I could find peace." Ms. Nguyen told her mother, sisters, and many friends about Falun Gong. "Falun Gong has had a profound impact on my life. Now I am trying to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When I do, I find a lot of things are very simple. Before, my thoughts and behaviors were complicated, and my life was complicated. But now everything is simple. I have found my true self. I don't have to conceal my real self. The people I know are happy to see the way I've changed, especially my father. I had a bad relationship with him before. We always fought and could not even have a conversation. But now we can talk calmly. He supports my practice Falun Gong. I cannot express my appreciation to Master Li in words. Without his teachings, I don't know what I would be like now."
Remembering the broken Falun Gong families during the Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year falls on February 16th this year. At this most important holiday for 1.3 billion people, the core event is the family gathering for several days. While ordinary households are happily celebrating, many families with Falun Gong practitioners facing persecution will spend the New Year with tears in their eyes and worries in their hearts. There is an abandoned house in a village in Lingguan City, Liaoning Province. Weeds and trees cover the roof and the yard. The inner walls of the building have fallen down. The furniture and farming tools are buried in dirt and leaves. The water well is dry. The hostess of the house, Ms. Liu Yufang, was arrested during the Chinese New Year 15 years ago when she was preparing New Year's Eve dinner for the family. Because of her belief in Falun Gong, she was sentenced to 3 years of hard labor. Her daughter was arrested at the same time and released a few weeks later. Ms. Liu's husband was 64 years old back then. When his wife and daughter were arrested, he was already imprisoned. Their son, then 14 years old, found no one at home when he arrived. The boy was all alone during that New Year. The Liu's family has experienced worse than a horrifying New Year. During the 18 years of the persecution, Mr. Liu was imprisoned for 7 years and homeless for 4 years. He was arrested again in November 2015. The 79-year-old man was sentenced by the local court to 11 and a half years and has not been released to date. Mr. Liu was incarcerated for 3 years in a labor camp and another 4 years in a prison. The then 16-year-old daughter had to quit school because both parents were imprisoned. She had to find a job to support herself and her younger brother. A lawyer who has defended Falun Gong practitioners said, "The persecution of Falun Gong is completely founded on lies and violence. Thousands of families have been broken apart because of this persecution. Everyone must judge the ongoing persecution based on their own conscience. I believe that we still have justice in this society. I hope that all the law enforcement entities in our country will serve our people as they are meant to in the near future." He ended by saying, "When we defend Falun Gong, we are defending the laws and the universal values of humanity."
Dalian City, Liaoning Province, senior citizens detained or imprisoned for practicing Falun Gong. As the 2018 Chinese New Year approaches, many Falun Gong practitioners are not able to reunite with their loved ones to celebrate this traditional holiday, and even elderly practitioners are not spared. These practitioners have been targeted for their belief in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. The practitioners are illegally jailed, and the health of innumerable practitioners are deteriorating due to mistreatment and abuse in detention centers and prisons. In Dalian City, Liaoning Province, many practitioners in their 70s are still detained or have fled their homes to avoid being persecuted. Ms. Liu, 79, was arrested on October 8, 2017, by officers from Dalian's Economic and Technological Development Zone Police Department and Domestic Security Division. Ms. Wang, 76, will soon be transferred to the Liaoning Women's Prison to serve a 3-year prison term. She is currently being held in a detention center. She was illegally arrested on January 16, 2018. Ms. Zhang, 78, was released on February 17, 2017, after serving 3 years in prison. She cannot return home because of the persecution. Mr. Ma, 76, is serving an 8.5-year term at the Shenyang No. 1 prison. He is nearly blind due to being tortured.
Southern California, informing the Chinese community about Falun Gong at New Year Fair. The annual Chinese New Year Fair in Monterey Park, California, was held on February 3rd and 4th, 2018. Falun Gong practitioners from Los Angeles set up a booth to tell the Chinese community the facts about Falun Dafa and expose the persecution of the practice in China. Some of the many visitors who stopped by wanted to learn the exercises and asked for the contact information for local exercise sites. others came to express their support for Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Besides telling the Chinese what this self-improvement cultivation practice is about, practitioners also told them the history of the Chinese Communist Party, and especially the facts about the persecution. At the two-day event, 150 Chinese quit the CCP with help from practitioners. Ms. Tong, 80, an immigrant from Shanghai, China, talked to practitioners for a long time. She said, from the political movements in the 1950s to the persecution of Falun Gong, the Communist Party has killed millions of people. I didn't know what freedom was until I moved to the United States 30 years ago. Ms. Tong said that she has read a lot of informational materials about Falun Gong, which helped her to understand the nature of the Communist Party. I admire Falun Gong practitioners' spirit. Because of their peaceful resistance, more and more people are learning the truth about the persecution. The CCP will never win, and I strongly believe that the CCP will collapse. A 70-year-old man agreed with Ms. Tong. He said, I've been supporting Falun Gong from the beginning. It has not been easy for you in the last two decades. I think your efforts are great, and the peaceful resistance is great. The Communist Party has ruined the future for China. I and my friends are worried. I hope you will keep up the good work and let more people know the truth. The local Westerners were also glad to see the Falun Gong practitioners at the fair. A woman told practitioners that the husband of one of her friends is a doctor. He had cancer, and after he started practicing Falun Gong, it disappeared. She always wanted to learn the exercises and was glad to see practitioners. Practitioners also handed out handmade paper lotus flowers as a New Year's gift. Many visitors loved the flowers, a cultural symbol of purity, which came with a bookmark that reads, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance is Good. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.